Hey.
Are you good?
I'm
should
great.
Do those mic checks.
Mic check.
Check one. Check two.
Check one.
I love it.
All right.
Millionaire's a sports show. Got me in my hormones. All gas, no brakes, score 4-0. If you think you own this place, you get foreclosed. I've been in my head, but it's not about a T3. Yeah, I like to learn, but there's nothing you can teach me. We all got opinions. You're about to hit a meat tree of bitches. CSJ never really misses. Shitty 7 land, baby, shout out to Indigenous. My girl, she got mad at me cause she don't know the difference. Between this and them, nah, you about to witness. Well, freedom is so now, I tell that girl, get out my business. Do this, I ain't joshing on the grind like Eric Austin. Sit around and grab a drink, you talking what you wanted. It's mostly you don't know me when it drop, then I'm mostly what they bopping. You can say what you got when it's Tuesday, I be locked in.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to The Sports Show right here on the CJSW 90.9 FM, greatest radio station all time, my opinion, Mitch's opinion. The third Tuesday now of every month, I love it. We got this new spot. It feels new.
See, it does feel nice.
It's nice, right? It's almost like it's like the, you know, feng shui.
Yeah.
Right? Is that the term?
It still has that radio station smell.
Yes, it does. But now the third Tuesday, it's illustrious.
Oh,
it's, I like what's happening here.
I think we're onto something here.
I think so. I think so. Kamel's working the back channels.
Hey.
You know, he's coordinating. Guy's like a chess player.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
No.
It's a hard game to play.
Yeah.
Got all these shows and you got to.
Boop, boop,
you got to mix
you gotta
and match.
It
it's you got your rooks and your pawns and your.
Hey,
you
can only do so much.
That's what I'm saying.
But today is the CJSW show 90.9. You're listening to us live on live.
That's right.
Here's the thing: we got to get at it right away because last night. So we record on the Saturday and on Friday night. Woo wee! Things got crazy and fun.
There is a lot of things happening here.
Exactly.
So let's get right into sports.
Let's do it right away.
Nothing else
because sports. We have been slapped on the hand. Whoever you are, thanks a lot.
No, bitch, no.
Listen, let's get right into it. But I want to start on something that just came down the pipe 2 days ago, maybe at the most. Last week, if you listen to episode 258, we talked about how the Ottawa Senators have multiple bids all of a sudden. Ryan Reynolds, was, along with his team, was looking to buy the Ottawa Senators. He thought he had it in the bag. All of a sudden, Snoop Doggy Dogg and his team came in and said, hey, this would be kind of fun to own an NHL franchise. And then this week, another big name in the industry, The Weeknd and his group jumped in. But here's the thing. Ryan Reynolds must have listened to this podcast, this very one last week. Why? Because him and his group are out. They jumped out. So you can almost say they're dead, pooled.
Oh! My question,
sure.
First and foremost, and I just got to say, look at this branding. Look at this CJSW.
Hey, nice.
It's a CJSW pen.
What do you need a
hand.
Pen for? You don't write anything down.
It's like
I write the stuff. Down.
You are the agenda guy. Okay. It's, you know, the nervous tick. Like sometimes you got to have something. Like look at this. Look at this hand motion of me talking and talking sports.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. The Ryan Reynolds.
Right.
You know, it's an uphill battle now.
Sure, it is.
Of course, he's got to compete.
Well, he doesn't like to compete because he's out. He and his group said, you know what? Maybe the English soccer thing's our thing. Let's stay with soccer. We seem to be successful at that. So when the going gets tough, Ryan gets going.
I love the Deadpool. My real question is, how long did you think of that in preparation for this show?
It came immediately for me. Now, did I write it down? Sure, I did. Just so I wouldn't forget it. You know, my memory lately hasn't been what it used to be. But anyways, I digress. Listen, we got to get right into it.
Okay.
It's NHL round 2. We are into it. But for those that listen to us only, specifically on CJSW 90.9, how about I give you a quick rundown, okay? We'll start in the East in round 1. In round 1, you saw the Boston Bruins, the number one team, take on the Panthers. The Panthers, huge upset, knockout Boston. The other game, Carolina, the other kind of number one seed, if you will, they had the New York Islanders. A lot of people like New York, but not so much this time. Carolina said, get lost. Team of the year, Dimitri picked them to win the Stanley Cup at the very beginning of the year. They're off to the next round. The New Jersey Devils, one of my favorite teams, takes on their arch rival, the New York Rangers. The Devils come back, win that one. So the Devils off to the next round. And the Toronto Maple Leafs taking on their arch rival over the last couple of years, the Tampa Bay Lightning. They knock them out. finally get that monkey off their back. So what is that set up? It's Toronto versus Florida, and it's the Devils taking on Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, round two is now complete. Just yesterday, we have a setup. Let's start with the Carolina and the Devils. Maybe on paper, not the most exciting game for me and Dimitri to watch, but
these a lot of red jersey on the ice.
A lot of red jersey. Exactly. So for the American fans that are getting into hockey, it was a little easier for them to follow, you know.
Fair enough. Yeah,
it's a good color to get your eye to catch and keep going with.
Yeah,
right?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And the Carolinas do it again. This team has been decimated with injuries. Their top players are out, but they keep winning. Dimitri, your Hurricanes are off to the Eastern Conference Championship like you predicted at the beginning of the year.
Well, listen. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I'm going to say one thing about this Carolina team. When you look at on paper and you look at the depth charts, and this is going to be something that I think we're going to talk about throughout the podcast, because yes, their top players are out, but look at what Carolina has. This is why I like this team the beginning of the year to win the Stanley Cup. Grizzly,
yeah.
Veterans,
yeah.
And the right type of veteran in your locker room.
Right.
You got the Stastny in the mix. You got the Derek Stepan in the mix. I mean, these are solid centers.
Yes.
That know how to play. That Brent Burns is there. The Pacioretty, had he been in.
He's a good man.
You know, we're talking. And so this is what's really helping carrying the team, along with, I'm telling you, my opinion of the coach of the decade now. Carolina finds themselves in the mix all the time because Rod Brind'Amour has this team so structured on what the team needs to do to be successful. And when you hear that you have to buy into the system, it couldn't be further from the truth.
I agree.
I mean, 100%. Look at Carolina. The top players are out. They beat the New York Islanders, fine, granted, even then everyone suspected that they should have won. But then they move on to this young,
yes,
dynamic, explosive New Jersey Devils team that wins on the road, that comes back to win, that fears no one. Fast, exciting. And you ran into the old man farmer strength, we call
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
And you got in trouble.
Yeah.
You got disciplined.
You got handled.
There it is. And that's what happened.
That's it. You know, if you're a Jersey fan, I'll say this, and I happen to be one, couple more years. We're there. It's there. The dynamics.
It's there, Mitch. It is.
The mix, yeah, and the talent is there. It'll happen. Congratulations to the Hurricanes. They're off. They need somebody to play. And here we go.
Oh.
The creme de la creme.
Oh.
So if you listen to the podcast, you'll know one thing. I called the upset of the year. I called Florida to knock out Boston. Why? I'm that guy. I just tend to be that guy.
He did it.
So Toronto, though, knocks off that monkey. They've been really struggling in that first round for many, many years. They are kind of saying, okay, even when we knock out Tampa Bay, we're going to have to take on Boston. Oh, Maroon, what are we going to do over here? Turns out it's Florida. All of a sudden, they're all happy. Dimitri a couple weeks ago said it beautifully. We're tired of the analysts and everyone saying, well, we really hope that the Florida Panthers are the team that Toronto has to take. They can take them. Can you? Ladies and gentlemen, that series started last week and it's already over. Florida jumped in and they've been on a heater. And if you listen to this podcast, you know how we all feel about the heaters. The Florida Panthers dismantled the Toronto Maple Leafs in five games. Gentlemen's sweep, as they call it. Five games, it's over. It's going to be Florida taking on Carolina Eastern Conference Final. We'll talk about that in a quick second. However, Dimitri, we think Dubas, the general manager for Toronto, is safe. The four core guys, are they safe after round one? This might have been worse than losing in round one. What are your thoughts? What happened to Toronto, and where do they go from here, buddy?
Oh, thank you for posing this question.
This is what I'm here for.
Thank you, thank you, because I've been dying to talk about this. I was even in the mirror. I said, save it. Last night, I go, no, don't pregame talk to yourself. Let it come out raw. Let it be natural. Listen, I'm going to backtrack a bit from last week's show,
sure,
which, by the way, you know, for the sake of the CJSW listeners, because remember, you can always watch our stuff on the YouTube channel, the Sports Show TV, as well as our handles at Sports Show Podcast on Instagram, and of course, Spotify and Podbean that we stream off of as well, and iTunes. Now, here's the thing. All you analysts out there, especially on TSN, yeah, I said it and I'm going to say it. You think not only you live in the center of the world, but that Toronto's the center of the world. And to Mitch's point there, oh, you know, who is it better for us to play? No, this is such an entitled team. It's not even funny. And what happened? Mitch talks about the killers. That's the whole thing, his whole mantra about closing it out. There's no killer on that team. The Toronto Maple Leafs on paper, in my opinion, are a better team.
Yes.
There were two games in which they lost, which they were up, and they couldn't hold on to the lead and close it out.
Yes.
This series should have been 3-1 for Toronto,
yes,
coming back into Toronto to close out the series, not the other way around, because there's only so much you can defend the team right now.
Right.
So I was thinking about it. Yeah, I used to think Dubas was safe. What a win for Toronto. They finally beat Tampa Bay and they finally got to the next round. And normally I would say, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? They're progressing. Leave it. No, 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 no. Scratch that. They should have been here 3 years ago,
yeah,
with this team in the second round. And they should be in the conference final, if not the final, this year. So no, Dubas, you ran your experiment. You were wrong with the wrong guys.
Right.
The guys that are in there right now are the wrong guys. This Toronto team, I'm sorry. I've defended you for too long. You're the wrong guys. And I'm telling you, they don't have a killer. You know, I watched the game yesterday, Mitch, and
yeah,
for the first time in the last 10 minutes of the game, of the third period, excuse me, before they tied it up,
yeah,
that's a Toronto Maple Leafs I think I would have liked to see,
yeah,
with that kind of huffing and puffing. So, yeah, shame on you. I'm sorry. You were the better team. You couldn't close it out.
You couldn't do
you
it.
You were up 3-2. You were up 2-1 in games 2 and 3, respectively. You were there. You had it. You can't just dish out and lose 2 at home.
That's right. Now, here, everything you say, and I'll just add a little sprinkle of three things. A couple of weeks ago, and everyone's heard this saying, be careful what you wish for. Here you go, Toronto. Your core four in round one did what they needed to do. But what they forgot is there's three more rounds after that. None of them showed up in round two. Number two, your goaltender. Well, our goalie got hurt, so that's why we lost. No, that's not why
he
lost.
No, he played lights out. I'm sorry.
He did.
Your goalie yesterday faced over 40 shots,
yeah,
and 40 quality shots, excuse me, and only let in
your future three. Goalie has set himself up the wonder wall, as they call him. He's ready to go for next year. Good on him. He was not the problem. Here's the problem that happened. Your top four guys did not show up. Done. End there. And then finally, the biggest thing that no one wants to talk about, but you all know it's me again. It's me. What have I told you about instant replay? What have I told you about human error? It happens. You guys want to perfect the game so badly that it hurt you this time. The rule is very specific. Everybody, Calgary fan knows it. Everyone knows it. You have to clearly see the puck go over the line. Not one Toronto fan. I don't care if you're diehard or you hate them altogether. That puck, you don't know where it was. It was a Chris Angel magic trick. Where'd it go? No one knows. So they had no choice but to say it wasn't a goal when they reviewed it. If you just leave the world alone and just do what we've been doing, where you don't need that technology, That was going to be called a goal on the ice, and the game changes, Dimitri. That's all I'm going to say about it. Dubas, gone. You're going to be gone.
Goal or no goal?
It was no goal.
I know, but in your outside the theatrics, the camera, anything, just personal opinion.
I swear to you,
if
listen,
we're talking over
it, where, at the very end where the puck trickled out, it looked like it hit inside that padding,
yeah,
and it fell out. It looks like where his leg was positioned, it was over the line. But here's the thing. No one will ever know. It was truly hidden.
No, I agree.
Hidden.
No,
it was no goal.
So you
it
say
was
no goal. Yeah, so for me, I think it was a goal, but same thing.
Yeah.
You have to follow the rules. The opinion doesn't matter. The opinion doesn't matter. If you don't see the puck crossing the line definitively, yeah, I'm sorry.
Now, may I also say this? I heard after the analysts on CBC and everyone else talking, I think it was Elliot Friedman, and I love the Elliot Friedman, but he's like, well, I can't wait till they get, maybe they've been talking about putting a chip in the puck.
Oh,
you guys,
geez,
come on. How much more technology do you need? Bottom line, I'm sorry you guys lost. I wanted to see Toronto go on to the next round, but you got outmanned, you got outplayed, you picked the wrong team to fight against, and that's it.
Listen, that was early enough in the game that I'm sorry, it's a non- factor.
Well, actually, Dimitri, that happened at the very end of the second period, and that would have tied it at that.
Yeah, moment. I get it. Right? I get it, Mitch. But there's still a full period to play.
Yes, and that, agreed.
And my point is, like, don't handcuff yourself. That is just not
right.
It's like Calgary. Like, listen, yeah, it was over the line. We get it. But here's the thing: you had Game 7,
right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not the hill to die on. If you're just tuning in, you're tuning into the Sports Show on the CJSW 90.9 FM, the third Tuesday of every single month. I'm here with my buddy Mitch, and we're just talking hockey. We just did the Eastern Conference. If you want, go back. You can go to CJSW.com. You can listen to the replay. But now I think we're moving.
We're off to the West, where we always go. We're doing a quick recap. In round one, it was Las Vegas taking on Winnipeg. Let's be honest, no one wants to be in Winnipeg. Vegas wins easily. The defending Stanley Cup champions, the Colorado Avalanche, taking on the expansion Seattle Kraken. Wait a minute. The Kraken pull off the upset of the year. They knock out the defending champions. Bye-bye. The Dallas Stars taking on a really tough competitor in Minnesota. Not so tough because Dallas finished them in six. And then it's the Edmonton Oilers, our team up to the north, taking on the LA Kings. That didn't look good at first. And then they pull it off. The talent, the cream rose to the top, if you will. So Edmonton moves on. So what does that set up for round two? And we're still in round two. So the Eastern Conference final has been set where it's Carolina taking on Florida. Here we are in the West. It's Dallas taking on those nasty little Kraken. And you know what? Dallas is up 3-2. Tonight, they might be able to finish it off. Dimitri, what do you like in that one?
Yeah, I think the Kraken's time is over. They had a good run.
It was a nice time.
It was a great time.
It was a nice date.
Tenacious.
Yeah, it was like a good date.
Yeah,
you know what? We'll see where this goes.
Yeah, we'll see where. Hey, one thing at a time.
You exactly. Know?
Let's not overcommit here. Let's take it easy. One thing at a time. Loved watching the Kraken. Loved watching them play fast, tenacious. The Dallas Stars, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
right now, in all of the NHL.
Right.
Might be playing the best for me.
You think so?
It's 1-2 with Florida.
Right.
It's like splitting hairs with Florida.
Yeah.
But I really love what the Dallas is doing over there. I think the Kraken's time is done. It's starting to all kind of come back. It's starting to all gel. And there's another thing. Pavelski came back into
yes.
this series.
Yeah.
So now this is a team that's got a core piece that's come back. Now they're riding high and fluid. So they're playing a lot tougher. But you know what? I equate the Dallas Stars to George Foreman
right.
coming back after retirement in boxing.
I like that.
All the skills are there. You know, maybe you put on a couple pounds.
Hey.
But hey, once you kind of, and now you're fighting these young, tenacious young bucks that are moving around in the ring on you.
Yeah.
But once you kind of find your footing in your groove.
Yeah, right.
Now we're.
You can't touch
hey,
it.
Yeah. Hey. So that's where the Dallas Stars are.
You know what? Great segue into the Las Vegas number one seed in the West, taking on basically the number two seed in the West in the Edmonton Oilers. Ladies and gentlemen, this series now, as of last night, is 3-2 Las Vegas. You got your McDavid, the best player in all of hockey. Well, maybe second. If you listen to the podcast, we technically think McKinnon is, but it's a whole thing. You got to listen to all the podcasts to figure it out. You got the McDavid. You got the Dreisaitl. You got the Darnell Nurse. You got a whole bunch of Edmonton Oilers, the Nuge, the Hyman, the Kane. This team's stacked. The one place they're not stacked is in goalie. However, what happened in game, if yesterday was game five, then what happened in game four was kind of the change of pace here. Alex Pietrangelo, one of the best defensemen in the entire National Hockey League, you know, they're losing to Edmonton at home, and he decided to lumberjack Dreisaitl. He got a one-game suspension. So did Darnell Nurse for jumping in and helping, for the fight at the end. So on and so forth. But Dimitri, do you think, A, the suspension was justified, the one game that Pietrangelo got? And number two, with a 3-2 lead that Vegas now has, is that all they needed, and is this over?
Number one, I think the suspension was justified, and quite frankly, I probably would have given him a bit more. That was a completely irresponsible play, completely malicious, and I'm a little shocked that it came from Pietrangelo.
Yeah.
He's better than that. It was shocking to me. So actually, I think that they should have given him a little bit more.
Agreed.
That was bad.
That was bad.
Like that was really bad. And we gotta keep one thing in mind. Dreisaitl just happened to come back from that.
Right.
I mean, that could have been a series
yes.
playoff ender for him. You could like because he and you know if you haven't played hockey and you go and for those that have, when you look at where he hit him, That's the other side for me. Mm-hmm. You know you're going after, it's not just the slash, it's the sweet spot slash. Yeah. It's like getting cross-checked just under the, you know, the shoulder pads and in between the pants. It's the slash in between the guards. Like, that's why I'm like, man, that was dirty. So that's number one. Number two, I don't know, Mitch. I'm a little worried. Mm-hmm. I can't put my pulse, my finger on this series. Because Edmonton can come back and win two straight.
Easily.
It's so sure they wide. Can. They're going tit for tat. But I will say, having Darnell Nurse out because of the instigator in the last fight. Anyways, that's another. We don't have enough time for me to go down that rabbit hole of why I think that's stupid.
Sure, sure.
But anyways, having Darnell Nurse out and Pietrangelo has two different impacts for each team.
Yes, agreed.
Edmonton could not capitalize on having their best defenseman and really the quarterback, in my opinion, of the Vegas Golden Knights on that team out.
Yeah.
Edmonton, he didn't capitalize on it. Agreed. Now he's coming back. It's going to be tough. But then again, I thought, I don't know what I thought. Edmonton could win two straight. Question mark, Mitch. I don't know. This series is wild.
You know what? Here's what I caught on to. Watched a majority of that game, if not almost the entire game yesterday. And this is what I caught on to it. Edmonton and all of, real quick, back up. This whole playoffs, you know what he showed me? No lead, 3-goal lead, 2-goal lead is good. You need like a 5-goal lead in hockey now to feel like like you're comfortable.
I know.
It's kind of crazy to me because this Edmonton team is so talented. When they're up 1-0, you would think in a normal hockey world, that's a pretty good lead to have, especially in a playoff scenario. But what's happening is Edmonton's coming out flashy and hot, but then all of a sudden, things, you know, roll around. And anybody that plays hockey in any sport will tell you that happens. Okay, but it's happening too often. And I keep saying to myself, okay, well, I think the Edmonton Oilers are falling into that thing where we're like, we got McDavid, we got Drysdale, we're fine. Even if we fall down 2 points, we're going to come back. And last night they were up 2-1. By the end of the second period, they're down 4-2.
Yeah.
They score on that penalty, in that 5-minute penalty to start the third. But that's the thing. They seem to only really be relevant and scoring when they're on the power play, which, by the way, is unbelievable. But the point is, you're not going to be on power play the whole game.
No, no.
And until they learn that they need to win this game 5-on-5 and that the power play is the cherry on top, this Edmonton team is got a little problem. But if any team can do it, and I mean any team, it's this Edmonton Oilers team, the problem really does come down to their goaltending. So let's assume, let's just jump a little bit ahead of ourselves, and they knock out the Las Vegas Golden Knights. It's Stuart Skinner that is your big thing. And is it bringing in Jack Campbell? Is that going to be your solution? You guys got to figure that out ASAP. Because
or tighten up the D, man.
Or something.
But tighten up the D because the D's not cutting it either.
Yeah, well, they have their on and off games. They're up and down, right? Right now, I don't know what their problem is. See, you look at a Vegas team, complete. A Hurricanes team, complete. The Florida team right now is playing Dallas, like Edmonton, whichever of these teams you're going to be playing going forward, should you guys move on, you're going to have some problems because these teams are playing very well as units.
They're consistent, those other teams.
The keg.
They're the keg. They're the keg of the NHL right now. They're all consistent. Edmonton.
Yeah.
You got a guy in the playoffs that may shatter the goal record.
Right.
If he continues on pace. So you got Dreisaitl. Incredible amount of goals in the playoffs. You have McDavid, just had one of the most incredible seasons of all time, if you want to put it pound for pound, from a points perspective. The Nugent Hopkins on career high. You have all this stuff, and all you have to show for it is the second round on the brink of elimination. That's not right.
I agree.
For a team like this. Your predecessors.
Mm-hmm.
Of an Edmonton Oilers team that was riding high in points and do all these things, achieved results. Any team in the NHL that has been this dynamic for this long, I'm sorry, has underachieved. So all you little conspiracy theory people out there that say Gary Bettman doesn't want Canadian teams, no. Let me tell you what the reality is. We have a stereotype in Canada of being too soft and apologetic for everything. And guess what?
What's that?
That's what's happening on the ice with these Canadian teams.
I agree.
No kill.
Listen, you're listening to CJSW here, 90.9, University of Calgary. Only a few more minutes left. I wanted to talk NBA. Why? Because beep, beep, beep. beep. The Lakers seem to beep, beep, somehow keep going to the Western Conference Final. And I have to give accolades to beep LeBron James. And I just can't. I can't do it, so I'm not going to do it. We're off to everyone's favorite segue. It's Rapid Banter. Here we go. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
An Oregon man driving a stolen car crashes into a woman also driving a stolen car. Number one, whose fault is it? Number two, whose insurance pays for it? Number three, are they kindred spirits?
Who organized this thing?
Robert De Niro just announced he's having kid number 7. He's 79 years old. Way to go, Robert. Or you talking to me?
Is there best actor, best dad? Is there give him an Oscar right now?
Russell Wilson and Pat Beverly both started the season with the LA Lakers. Both have been traded since then, but they both requested that if the Lakers win the championship, they want a ring. And the Lakers said, sure, right, not right.
I've never heard of a team getting an insurance policy on the ring before.
Last one, Johnny Depp has signed the largest men's fragrance deal in history. $20 million deal with Dior. What does it smell like?
It smells like liability. Move on.
Last one. Okay, here we go.
Why does this have to be the CJSW show?
I had
fire. And you're baiting me. You're trying
to
bait me.
I tried to bait you.
I know what you're doing.
Okay. As everyone knows, we did the rapid banter. Now we're going to do pass or fail. But on the regular show, we have a different name for it.
We got three minutes, Mitch.
It's pass or fail. Here are the two. I told you at the beginning of the show that Ryan Reynolds jumped out. Why? We don't know exactly why, but we do know this. I mean, buying an NHL franchise is kind of expensive. Did he have maybe buyer's remorse or regret of buying it, saying, well, once I buy that, will I be poor? And number two, bucket list in sporting events. Which one do you want to do?
Bucket list in sporting events.
Wow, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Here we go. Bucket list. FIFA World Cup. Pass or fail?
Pass. That would be incredible.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah. Super Bowl.
Pass. Definitely.
Kentucky Derby.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to give, that might top every single other one. I'm going to give a pass. You know why?
Are you in my brain?
I've always wanted the hat.
I
want to be a hat guy.
Yeah.
You know, but
you don't get to, I guess you could wear it. I'm just saying.
I like the pageantry.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
I'd go full Penguin Tux.
What about the Masters?
You know what? I'm going to go fail. Listen. I know people are like, what are you talking about? Yeah. But here's the thing. At a sporting event,
sure.
I like to loosen up a little bit.
Yeah.
I need an environment
right.
that's a little loose. Clubhouse Masters, I'm all there.
There we go.
On the field Masters, I don't think so.
It's a lot of walk.
It's a lot of quiet.
And last day with that, you also have to go to Georgia. Like, is that really?
Beautiful.
Is it nice?
Oh, it's nice, all man. Right. Yeah. No, the Peach State. Yeah, it's,
home of the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Tour de France. Pass or fail?
You know, again, I'm going to go fail because I just feel like you'd spend a lot of money for a ticket literally to watch bikes go by in the split of a second where you're standing. I just don't see the draw in that. At least at like a race car or like a speedway or an F1, like it's constant rotation. Like you're going to get them every couple minutes.
Right.
Here it's like I just paid 400 euros. Yeah. I'm on the side of a mountain.
Yeah.
And after the first 20 go, I mean, everyone else, you're like, no, okay. Like, who are you?
I couldn't agree more. I think it's the weirdest spectator event.
Like, that's a good TV event.
Is it? Like, is it? I'll even fight on that one.
You know what?
The people that are in it, Tour de fail.
Respect.
Name of the show.
Tour de fail.
Last ones. Olympics. Winter and or summer. Last one, pass or fail?
I've been to an Olympics, and I'm going to say pass. You know what? It is a good time because it's a good – there's multiple events.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, you get to pick your poison. Mm-hmm. It's a good vibe. The people are in great moods.
There it is.
Good spirits.
That's it for this week because, hey, they don't give us more than half an hour. We were on a heater ourselves like the Florida Panthers were.
That's right. Absolutely. Listen, thank you for tuning in to The Sports Show. Again, please don't forget to follow us on our channels. CJSW 90.9 FM. Of course, CJSW.com is where you can find The Sports Show that we play every month, the third Tuesday of every month. There's a lot of great other content there as well. Kamal's done a good job of kind of doing this little sports hour, so stay tuned because you got some wrestling coming up next. Outside of that, please subscribe to our YouTube channel if you want the content that we do week in, week out. That is The Sports Show TV. Look for the blue new logo at Sports Show Podcast on the Instagram. Episode 259. One for the books. Shove it in the locker. We're going to hit the shower.
Boom. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Bye-bye. Look at that, hey. Fire.
I see. Fire. You see what my eye is over here? I feel like we actually might even have 2 minutes.
You know the thing with we got good time. The thing with the half hour show is it's just high volume, like go.
But
it gets me excited.
So much material.
I know, but when we have an hour, I feel like I get complacent.
I know what those Writer Guild people are feeling right now.
It's a good guild.
I'm not getting the respect I needed on this one.
We were talking about this at work the other day. Where remember when the Writers Guild went on strike, and then all the TV shows were just garbage.
Yeah, all the night, the
late night talk night shows, the jokes were terrible.
But right now, they're all kind of putting reruns on.
Yeah.
You know, I thought those guys were all comedians. Why can't they just kind of do it themselves?
Mitch. There you go. Thank you.
Oh, so I'm not wrong.
No, you're not wrong. That's what I'm saying. Like, what's wrong? Are they really that funny? I've had a problem with late night shows for a while anyway. It doesn't have... We've talked about this.
Well, we have.
They don't have the flavor.
All right.
There's no salt on the chip.
Hey, wait until you see regret buys. I'm going to hold it for next week.